政權聲音有價，請持續支持 My Radio 節目月費計劃。
本土民主反共，普羅政治，民聲起義。myradio.hk
Bienvenue au Cordier Français ZZM episode.
ZZM episode.
Quite ashamed of my French.
No. It's very good.
Did I make some mistake? Why don't you say it again?
Okay, so let me see. Bienvenue au quart d'heure français, sixième épisode.
Okay, which means?
So this means welcome to the quart d'heure français, and this is the sixth episode of the show.
Okay, I passed my French test.
Yes,
okay. 20 out of 20. So we are going to talk about food cuisine.
Again, but we love food, so that's why we talk about this.
But Alex is so kind that he bought a lot of new food to us today.
It's always a bit the same. We like cheese and new things. So today what I brought is this one called camembert. So it's really the staple food of French people.
And can look inside?
Yeah, can look inside, yeah. And it's made with this really typical wooden casing.
Cover, casing. Okay, yeah.
And inside you have the camembert, which is the name of the cheese. And camembert is a soft, semi-soft cheese with a white crust. Very delicious. So we're going to try it later. Then I brought some Babybel. It's another type of cheese.
I like this one very much.
It's quite funny, when you open it. Inside. So we'll show you how to open it.
We have to show all the audience how to taste this one.
Mm. Okay. And then some pâté.
Pâté?
So I don't know how to say this in Chinese. Pâté is...
Well, if it is made of the goose liver, then I know that the word in Cantonese... But since this is the liver of the chicken, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Maybe it will be something like gai guanzhang in Cantonese, but I'm not too sure about that.
Anyway, it's very tasty too, so we'll try this. We have some cornichon. So cornichon is some sort of snack that you eat in this kind of environment.
What is it made of?
So it's like cucumbers, but very small cucumbers, very thin. Mm. And inside you also have the small onion.
Do you
call these onions? Very small onions.
Yeah, yeah.
So this is pickled. So pickled onions and cornichons.
Mm.
And all this has to go with bread. And we also have these palmiers. It's kind of a dessert or biscuit that you eat.
Is it sweet?
It's sweet, yeah. A lot of sugar on top, covered with sugar, and it's very crispy.
Mm.
And palmier, we'll talk about this later, but the shape is like a palm tree. That's why it's called palmier.
Hmm. Voilà. And then?
And this one is the bread. So it's not baguette, it's a loaf of bread.
Mm.
But very tasty. I think easy to use this, the cheese and the pâté on this bread.
Sure. I am very sure that all of them are very delicious.
Yes.
But before we taste the food, I would like to practice my French first.
Mm.
So let's go back and see if I can get the word right.
Okay. So this one...
No, can be bell. No.
Camembert. Yeah.
Okay.
So the T, you see the T at the end is silent. So you
Camembert.
Yeah. Okay. French has a lot of these
rules.
Silent letters. Yeah.
And then this is Babybel.
Babybel, yeah.
Babybel. And then pâté.
Pâté.
This is easy.
Yeah.
What about this?
Okay, this one's a bit tricky. Cornichon.
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 Yeah, yeah.
And then this one is palmies.
Palmier. So again, this one has the S at the end, just for plural, but so you don't pronounce it.
Okay.
So palmier. Voilà. And this one, we can call it pain. So pain is just the regular bread. This is the
Ordinary bread.
Ordinary bread, yeah.
Okay. Another question is that is there any so-called national characteristics in the food, which means that is the French food very French, which is a very stupid question.
I think it's a very interesting question because you notice that in France, for example, you want to eat a pizza. Mm-hmm. The French and Italian pizza is very similar. Mm-hmm. It's very thin, very not so big, but very, very thin, crunchy. If you go to the US, Canada, it's going to be very thick pizza, just a New York style, Chicago style, and these it's just like Pizza Hut, you know. So it's very filling. You have more bread than toppings inside your belly after you eat this. So we prefer the fine crust, the thin crust, and this is something that's really recurrent with the French food, Mediterranean food. It's fine dining. Mm. So just like these cornichons, you know, it's called extra fin, extra thin. Mm. Because we don't like to have big in-your-face kind of portions.
Yeah. So going back to that question, I think reflects very much the kind of culture that country has or the people has. Mm. Let's say McDonald's is a very American food.
Yes, definitely. Yeah,
and Coca-Cola is very American drink.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
But In Europe, you still can tell the difference between French food and German food.
Yes.
Let's say the sausage.
Okay, the sausage. So you can see the sausages in Germany. First of all, they have so many different types.
Yeah, I got a lot of sausages.
Yeah, it's just like for us with cheese, and they have a lot of sausages. Usually very big, very meaty. This is something we don't have too much. We prefer the thin one, the merguez. Mm. So merguez is more from Northern Africa, from the region we call Maghreb. And these are sausages that you grill in the barbecue, and they're very nice, but very oily. Very different than the German ones. Also, I want to say, the French eat these kind of cornichons, but the Germans, they like them too, but the big size one. So you'll see the big jars, and actually the Americans, they adopted these big portions of cornichons.
Mm. And is the German discipline reflected in the German food itself?
I wonder. I'm not so sure. Because they like to eat, they like to drink.
Maybe I saw it myself because the Germans like the Americans in this aspect. They like food very much, and they like a lot of, very big quantity food.
Yes, they do. Well, I guess it's so cold, you need to build up your fat so you resist the harsh winter.
Which I guess is the reason why you see a lot of big Germans and fat Germans.
They're much taller than French. That's something you see actually in Europe. Mostly Northern Europeans are quite tall, except Britain. Mm. But Italian, Spanish, French, they're quite small. You know, I'm short myself. I'm 5'8 or 5'7. Germans are maybe 6-something, Americans.
Well, should we say that what you just mentioned, let's say France, Italy, Spain, can we group it into, say, Mediterranean countries?
Yeah. Well, we call it Latin countries.
Latin countries.
Latin was the root of most of these languages, you know. Latin is a dead language used by the Romans before, and now it's... That's why we have so many similar words in Spanish, French, and Italian. Not so much with English or German.
Mm.
These three countries, or Mediterranean countries in general, they like the same type of food. They like the same type of lifestyle.
Yeah. Okay.
It's so hot. Maybe you want to have the siesta. You want to rest in the afternoon. Something that Northern Europeans don't do.
But I was told that one of the distinction between Mediterranean and Northern Europe in food is that they use butter. For bread.
Correct,
And the Mediterranean countries, they usually like to have olive.
Yeah, olive oil. Of course, yeah. This is something we really like to do. And I think it's also due to the fact that olive oil is easier to farm in.
Actually, it is better for your health.
Of course, yeah, of course, yeah. It's better for your cholesterol, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, and also butter and fat in general is easier to find in Northern Europe because maybe the animals that they hunt before have a lot of fat they store. So
they will have to preserve their...
Exactly, it's so cold.
It's so cold, and well, the butter will keep you...
Keep you warm, basically. Keep you warm, yeah. So, yeah, that's one of the differences. But have you ever been to an olive oil factory? Actually, not a factory, but the windmill.
No.
I've been there, yeah. And you'd be surprised. The smell is horrendous. It's terrible.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's so concentrated.
Yeah. But actually, I like olive oil very much.
Mm.
If I have the chance, I will spread them on all of my bread.
Yeah, I would too.
Okay, so right now we go to the actual food tasting.
Yeah, how about?
So what about the order of tasting? Is there any?
I think you can try first the soft pâté. You know.
Yeah.
So you know, basically, have a slice and spread it.
Well, actually, we have to show it to our viewers because you got a lot of layers here.
Yeah.
Which is some jelly-like.
Yeah, exactly. Thing. So this is in the preparation process.
Yeah.
When you put it in the casing, the big box.
Yeah.
All the oil comes down.
Yeah.
And then it solidifies at the bottom. That's why you have this. But actually, you can eat it.
Sure. So where do you get it?
This one I got in Pacific Place, that is a supermarket which sells.
Never mind, because we can mention the name of the supermarket. We can make sure that all the people who like to have this food can go to the right place.
Mm. So the name of the supermarket is The Great.
The Great.
Great Supermarket. Okay. But you can find it in City Super.
But I suspect it is not easy for you to have pâté in the supermarket.
It's not something I can find easily. Just because Hong Kong people, they don't eat this too often, I think, right?
Yeah.
But for us, yeah, maybe every dinner we would eat this at the end, at the beginning or end of dinner.
Sure.
And yeah, it's very good. This one is very soft, so when you cut a slice like this, you can see it's very easy to cut, and then you basically spread.
You spread it on the bread.
Try some.
Sure. And while I'm tasting the food. The bread and the pâté. You should do some talking.
I want to show you about this one. It's Babybel. So this
you have to concentrate on this because this is very funny.
Yes, this one is very old brand. Actually, I think it has to be at least 50 to 60 years old. And this is a treat that you give to the kids whenever they move around too much. You tell them, you want a Babybel, and they'll stay quiet for a while because it's really funny. So
don't eat the whole thing.
It's a sort of crust, a crust which is pink in color, and then what you do is you tear these two sides like this to open it, and then once you break it like this, you open like this the crust, and you basically eat it.
Well, taste it.
So yeah, let's try.
Mm. I will have to tell you all that this is the first time that I heard of this one. Heard of this? Actually, it is not some kind of candy or sweet.
Mm.
It tastes like cheese,
mm.
But it is really very, really very good, and it is very French because
very French.
I don't think.
I think no other country.
No kind of.
I think it's got. It's due to the fact that the shell, the crust is a bit special. It's the gimmick, basically.
Yeah. So, where do you get it?
Same place.
The same place.
But I know City Super may have some sometimes. There's different colors now, but this is the original one, the red color.
But I suspect not actually too many people in Hong Kong got a chance to. To be introduced to this.
But try it, really. It tastes quite nice. It's not strong, so the smell is not strong, the taste is not strong. It's easy for anyone to eat.
Yeah. Well, would you consider would you think that in France they send it as a kind of gift to the family?
A gift to not so much. It's more like to keep the kids quiet.
You have
a big family. You want to buy this. You give them. It's like the Kinder. You know.
Yeah. Sure.
Kind of similar thing.
Yeah.
And then this one, so the cornichon, you know, we talked about this before. So what's really funny in these bottles is that you need to lift up, when you're halfway there, you don't want to put your hand in there, it's not clean. So you have this little thing there that you lift and then can stick on the side, and it basically lifts up everything. There's a thing underneath that brings all the cornichons up.
Yeah.
Again, this is a bit of a gimmick, but you could try it. It's pickled vegetables.
So and you got some water or what else?
Yeah, this is the, I don't know exactly what it is. Vinegar.
Oh, vinegar. Vinegar. Yeah.
But it's. I think it really marries quite well with these things.
Yeah. Again, it's just very refreshing.
Refreshing and crunchy.
Yeah.
Imagine this. You're sitting in front of, on the balcony, the terrace of your house in the south of France.
Yeah.
Watching the sunset, eating cheese and this. What do you ask more, huh?
I'm going to leave Hong Kong.
So,
for good.
Yeah.
Just because of this.
It's tasty.
Tasty.
And this brand is a French brand.
Yeah.
Called Casino.
Yeah.
And they make affordable... quite affordable products. So it's not the brand, but it's the kind of like welcome brand, you know, or parking shop brand.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
So
what, you have to talk more about this because you see there is some white thing here.
Yeah. So they marry both the cornichon, so the kind of cucumbers, with the onions. But you also have these really small balls underneath. Which are the pepper? The mustard grains inside, which gives additional flavor to it. So all this together makes it a nice dish. This is so cheap. Okay, if we want to have an idea of the prices, these are about $20 in Hong Kong. It's a bit more expensive in Hong Kong, I think. These are about the same price. The bread, around $15. Depends which quality you get. The pâté, a bit more expensive because it's the meat. So it's going to be around maybe $40.
But also, which is very, very reasonable.
It's reasonable, right? But you could find cheaper in France. And this one, let me think, it's about $40 as well, something like this. And the camembert. The camembert in France, this one, the cheese, is... it's like the number one thing that French people need when they eat.
Really?
Yeah, like you cannot have a dinner, usually dinner, not so much lunch. You cannot have dinner without cheese. And if you have camembert, everyone is happy, you know?
Oh.
At least you're guaranteed to make everyone happy for dinner if you bring camembert. Mm. Because actually the taste, the texture is very easy to... it's quite strong, isn't it? Very, a lot of vinegar. That's why, I think. Okay, so let me show you. Okay, drink a bit of water. Okay, so here is the camembert. You can see here that the crust is very visible. Okay, it's white and yellow.
Yeah,
and so let's try to cut it.
Sure.
Okay. So, usually what we do is we start from the center.
It looks like some kind of cake.
Yeah, it does actually. Yeah.
Should I say it's a cheesecake? Yeah.
Could be.
Yeah.
All right, so you cut like this. I don't know if, most people they do like this. Mm. Then maybe you put your knife in there and then just like this. So, here you can see the crust and then inside the real cheese. Yeah. So
should I
actually no, this one, no need for bread, just eat it like this.
Will it be too heavy?
Take out with your hands. You're gonna take it with your hands and then
never mind.
Yeah, and then just have a bite and you see. So is it very soft? Is it cold?
Yeah.
What's the taste for you? You
actually it's just not too heavy.
Not too heavy, right?
Unlike those you brought to us
the last time,
The last time it was as far as I can remember, it was goat cheese.
Goat cheese is much more strong to the taste.
It is not strong, but as I would say, it is as elegant as elegant as the French.
Yeah, why not? Yeah, actually, it's not. It doesn't hit you your nostrils. It's kind of a balanced taste, I think. Yeah, yeah. It can go with many things, and especially with wine. You know, after
actually, I got a lot of wine today, but since they are not French wine, I don't want to put it on the show.
Yeah, French wine. But apparently, yeah, there's a lot of really good other wines other than French in the world.
Yeah.
So actually, the French lost a bit their edge in this regard, I think.
Oh, actually, if you go to the let's say the 7-Eleven or supermarket, you see all the Australian and New Zealand wine today. I'm not sure why, because I think that's some kind of marketing strategy.
Yeah. Well, they have a lot of land in Australia they need to use, so I guess huge potential for them.
Or maybe the French are very sure of their appeal or quality.
Yeah,
they're not afraid that
about competition. Yeah. Yeah, we're not afraid. We're proud people. We don't mind.
So I say to conclude what we the tasting of food today is that the French don't like to be very strong, or let's say they don't emphasize the size of food. They want the food to be very
Reasonable size.
Reasonable size.
I think so.
Yeah.
But then the taste should not be reasonable. I think the taste should really challenge your taste buds, challenge your nose, and that's for drinks and food. Really need to have strong food. We think that maybe British food is not so.
Oh, don't talk about British food.
Is there any British food actually? Sorry.
They got the Jamie Oliver restaurant in Hong Kong.
Did you try it in Causeway Bay?
Not yet. But we will have take a. Well, we check it out later. Mm. Okay. But
actually, I tried it and I think it's not very good.
Don't say that because.
Sorry, Jamie.
maybe we will get some advertisement from that restaurant, but never mind. He's telling the truth, as far as I know. But I think it is a very good opportunity for the Hong Kong viewers to get some knowledge about French food.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, they are not expensive.
Mm-hmm.
We all got this prejudice or bias feel that French food was very, very expensive.
Not so much. Can be very simple.
Yeah. I think the French would like to have their food, especially the ones that they consume in their daily lives, simple, delicious, and most of all, at a reasonable price.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We don't have any money left.
But all of this food, actually, you can get it in Hong Kong.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you know, this can last a long time. The cheese can last you a week. The pâté a week as well. So it's not something you spend just for one dinner. It's something you can really spread over a bit of time.
Yeah. So my thanks to Alex.
My pleasure. Always happy to share some food.
And what should I say for goodbye?
A bientôt.
A bientôt.
A bientôt.
Okay. See you next time.
See you next time.